Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Let it be so, Lord. We're thine. Prepare us, make us to be what you want us to be. Help our infirmities, perfect that which concerns us. Even now, Lord God, quicken us that we might worship you in spirit and in truth. We might perform your will in good pleasure. Not my will, thy will be done. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, how do you be filled with the Spirit? Brother Stairs said, be filled with the Word. That's quite simple, isn't it? Okay. Thank you, Lord. How can we be filled with the Word? Where are we going to put it? In our bucket or? Oh, I see. I see. Then we better make sure our receptacle is good then. How about that? That makes sense? Because all the word put in a bucket with holes in it, it's just like putting your money in a bag with holes in it. That makes sense? So the heart of the matter is certainly the heart. Glory, glory. All right, Sister Teresa, Grace asked for a copy of Timothy's message this morning. Beautiful message. We've heard it before, but it's beautiful every time we hear it. Thank you, Lord. She remembers when it was preached and all of that. I don't. Praise the Lord. Anyway, I remember that he preached the truth. He spoke about thankful, grateful. And he looked it up in the dictionary, I guess English. Anyway, he came to the conclusion that it's a spirit and the world can't define it. So that's the things of God. It's a spirit. World don't know. Okay? So they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. If you continue in my word, again, word, spirit, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If we continue in the faith, we'll be saved. So we must continue. God's grace is sufficient. Let's not receive the grace of God in vain. But it is possible because it's written. Receive the grace of God in vain. All right. What a horrible fate, huh? Receive the truth in vain. My Lord. What foolishness. Why don't we just know the truth and continue in the truth? Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Be filled with the word, be filled with the spirit. We receive the word into our heart. That's it. Well, what about the heart? Ah. Oh, Well, it's somehow interconnected with the tongue. I see. Well. Well, it seemed like we got something good to work with then. We know that our heart and our tongue's connected. Do we know that? And we know that we receive the word of God into our heart. So how can we know our heart? Hallelujah. Now, the word of God is the word of God. If we can read it and it makes sense, then we should take it like that. Of course, it has more meaning to it. You know, the word of God is beyond our understanding. It's even beyond the understanding that he's given us. That's why we continue in his word and we'll know the truth as we continue following Jesus Christ. All right. Now, I was told that the parable of the wheat and tares is not really wheat and tares. Well, it is, which means that people, because the word says, the good seed are the children of the kingdom. That's men. The tares are the children of the wicked one. That's men. So actually, they are men. You could make a spiritual application, but still, you can't take that away. You might compare it with the fight that's going on within you. You know, the old man, the new man. But still, there are men that are ordained. And even now, there's a falling away, and there will be a falling away until God make all things right. That's what I was emphasizing in my Daniel 9:24, that God's going to, let me read it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Because one of my responses to that was, well, this sounds important. Well, the word of God is important. I believe his meaning was, I'm not sure what you mean by sending the scripture, which is all right. You just have to hear what the Spirit says, you know. Depending on where your heart, where your mind is, you know. Sometimes folk send scriptures and they say, well, you know, they're trying to tell me this, or they're trying to tell me that, or, well, you have to check your heart and see if you can figure out what it's trying to tell you. Now, people do send scriptures to try to say things, but just you let it say what it said. No matter what they send it for, don't be concerned. That's a distraction. That's a distraction. What you want to know is what God wants to say to you with the scripture. And if it's scripture, then God wants to say something to you, no matter who sent it, no matter what their reason. Hallelujah. How many times have we got tripped up on that? I live here. Y'all know that? And I found out that the grace to be honest is a good deal. The grace to be honest. You know, if we're going to be filled with the Spirit, we'll have to have an honest heart to do that. Honest heart is an honest heart. God give you an honest heart. Hallelujah. Continue with that. Let me find my scripture. Oh, help me, Lord. That was yours, brother. Hallelujah. Yes, you can make it what you want it to be. All right. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we aren't careful, you know. We're always trying to be a step ahead of God, or, you know, figure out something that nobody else has figured out, you know. I'm going to get this scripture and I'll know what it means and nobody else will know. Thank you, Lord. For Christ is not entered No, that's, and he informed me and talked with me and said, "Oh, Daniel, I now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to shew thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city, thy holy city." Here's the part that I purpose to magnify. Of course, we can, whatever you get from it, you get from it. But that finish the transgression, make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness. See, that's what that's the end of the matter. And that goes with God being a God of vengeance. That means he's going to right every wrong. We'll never get that done here. I don't care who's in office, what government. They're not even looking for that. The way of righteousness, the way of peace, they don't know. But this is to come, of course, in measure and part. I mean, it's done in us as much as we can attain unto it. Everybody understand? You know what a seed is? Right. When it's finished, it's a tree, even though it's real small. Well, that's what God is in us. It's not fully manifest yet, but it's already there. I mean, the fullness. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. So, let me go on in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They say that cats are real flexible. They always land on their feet and they have quick reflexes, which is true. Praise the Lord. They also say they're smarter than dogs. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Praise the Lord. Speedy would say that dogs have owners and cats have staff. But what I've noticed is no matter how flexible and how quick the cat's reflexes is, I can't count the number of times I've stepped on the cat. See what I'm saying? And my reflexes aren't as fast as the cat's. You know that. I'm not as flexible as the cat. How is it that I keep stepping on the cat? This is what I want to talk to you about. This is us getting ahead of God. Absolutely. Now, the cat has the ability. It has all the, you know, physical traits and characteristics. But something keeps the cat in my pathway. I mean, I've done it numerous times. Can you imagine that? A creature with reflexes like a cat and they can't stay out of your way. Isn't that something? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, it's probably due to her frowardness and pushiness and self-centeredness and seeking her own. Absolutely. Or usually when it happens, you know, it has to do with food. Yeah, she responds well to food. I'm saying, I get some kind of response out of her. Sometimes she turns her nose up. Don't bother me. You'll just have to wait for the next train. Praise the Lord. But things like that, you know, they intrigue me, and I try to put a spiritual meaning to it. Because the cat has, I mean, she can outrun me, climb up a tree. I can't climb like that. I used to climb a tree pretty good, but I saw the cat the other day. She was just fooling around. She was halfway up the tree. Huh? I know she's fast because sometime when I'm rubbing her belly, she strikes me with the pole before I can move my hand back. So how is it that I keep stepping on the cat? Praise the Lord. Thank you. I mean, one time, two times, three times should be enough, huh? Yeah, they're smarter than dogs. You think they learn how to heal. Huh? Cats don't heal. No, they don't. They don't walk behind. No, they don't. So let us learn a lesson. Huh? Praise the Lord when It's intimated that we're dogs. Let's say truth, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, her lust overtake her. Praise the Lord. And she's just not careful. So when our lust overtake us, we're not careful either. She's not moving by her reflexes then. No, she's moving by her lust. We can do the same. Hallelujah. Listen to it. Oh, help me, Lord. What manner of persons ought you to be? This is out of 2 Peter, and it's pertinent. You know, it should be ever in our hearts and minds since we're in this time. And part of the operation or the things that's going on, folk are trying to pinpoint exactly where we are in the time. God does know. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can know, will know, but at the appointed time. When we're like the cat, we'll just keep getting stepped on. You know what I'm saying? Because our wanting to know is not pure. No. Mm-mm. Not pure. It's not that, oh, hurry up and come down here and see me, Lord. It's, well, I want to be the first one to tell the news. Hmm? I want to show my spiritual supremacy over Richard or over everybody, you know. And this attitude and spirit is not in keeping with the love of God or even looking for his appearance. Hmm? No, it's not. What we need to do is prepare our hearts. All right? Prepare our hearts to endure, to go through this tribulation, and to enter into the kingdom. Of course, some said you don't have to go through it. We'll see how they do. See? I mean, look at the scriptures. Look at our Savior. Look at all the saints before us. Look at how the testimony that's given concerning them. Huh? They said some were not even worthy of. Huh? Because they were sawn in sunder. Hmm? Pierced with the sword and so on and so forth. How about Jesus Christ? Right. Thank you, Lord. So it's very convenient, but it's not truth. It goes with a wrong heart, heart that's not right, a heart that goeth after covetousness. And of course, when the Lord got hold of me, they told me that. They said, man, yeah, all them other folk are going to go through tribulation, not you. They said, we're going to be called out and they're going to be left here. They did tell me. Of course, I come to know better.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I come to know better. But I was flabbergasted when I heard it. I said, what? But they maintain, yeah, this is how it is. You know, because you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, you've escaped all these things. Of course, when you read the book and the word works in you, the truth works in you, they don't add up. Hallelujah. Nowhere in the scripture. If we suffer, we'll reign with him.
Hallelujah.
Paul said, I want to exhort you to continue in the faith. Faith itself tell you that we have tribulation. Well, if a man has faith, then he has tribulation. And yeah, great tribulation if he have great faith. No other way. We have this mindset that we're going to watch everything going down on TV while we, oh, look at them. Look at them. No, we're in it, brothers and sisters. So don't have that mindset. We are in it. Everybody understand? We're on the battlefield right now. Make sure you war good warfare. Hallelujah. Evil is abounding. Sin's abounding. But grace does much more abound. Hallelujah. So what about grace? Well, don't receive it in vain. Don't receive it in vain. The faith of God, continue in it. We should ask ourselves, do we really want to be like Jesus? Well, we can only answer as much as we can answer, you know. What is it to be like Jesus? Well, people of the world know because they'll tell you. Faggots will say, yeah, that ain't the Jesus I know. Of course, they don't know Jesus. They say, he loves, and all you Christians do is spew out hate for us. Well, not hate for them. No. Hate for unrighteousness. We could do it more perfectly, though. We don't have to hunt them down to hate the unrighteousness. We can stay at home and hate the unrighteousness. It would be righteous, you know. All right. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. What would Jesus do? We went through that for a while, but, you know, it's like a fad, you know, it soon passed away. I guess we forgot that we ought to do what Jesus would do. Of course, what would Jesus do? Hallelujah. We have an example. We know what he would do because it's written. He humbled himself, became obedient, even to the death of the cross. He pleased not himself, pleased the Father. His will was not his will, but was to do the will of the Father. So that's what Jesus would do. That's what Jesus does in you. Huh? Hallelujah. All right. The days of Lot, the days of Noah, well, scriptures say that the days of the coming of the Lord would be like both of those. The days of Noah and like the days of Lot. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But man is his own best deceiver. Nobody can deceive you like you. All right. So the scriptures say, let no man deceive you. We like to put it on the other man. But it's our own wicked heart that calls us to be deceived. Hallelujah. So what about the days of Noah? Well, they were eating and drinking. So are we, marrying and giving in marriage. And they did it until it was too late. And that's what men do. Shame on us. While we're fighting about who knows what time, we should just know the time. And that would mean that we wouldn't be concerned so much about that as being ready when the Lord comes. There's much scripture that talks about him coming and folk not being ready. And most of the people that talk about the coming of Jesus act like they're ready. See how deceptive that is? Hallelujah. One of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. He's talking about an earthly inheritance. That we have an inheritance. Hallelujah. No man can take it. It's laid up, reserved in heaven. And while it's reserved in heaven, we're kept by the power of God. The inheritance is kept and we're kept. All right. He said, man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? Then he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. 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 For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. How about that? Well, that's not the mindset that Bo's girlfriend's father had. He said, look here, man, if you ain't making $100,000 a year, you ain't worth nothing. So he had to find somebody else to court. But many folk have that mindset. A man's worth or is judged by how much he has. You know, that's why the The rich men get to say what they say, though they have nothing to say. Mr. Trump and Mr. Elon Musk and, you know, all the folk, they get to talk. They don't listen to me. I've got no money. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. But it would do good for us to really get this down into the heart. Right? This is words, you know. And we need to be filled with the Spirit, you know. So we got to get this in our good and honest heart so that it'll profit us. All right? So we can be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. He spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. So the end of the matter is, these temporal things, all they do is keep us from the eternal. You must know that. I mean, down in your heart. Otherwise, you won't respond right. If you know it here, it won't mean anything. If you know it here, that the temporal things are keeping you from the eternal thing, then you can move in a righteous way. No good. That's artificial intelligence. All right? He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room to bestow my fruits. He figured out what to do. This will I do. I will pull down my barns, build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and goods. Now, you know why this is written. Because in doing that, you say to your soul, you sit over here for a while. I got to build some barns. At ease. I have to cut back on my prayer life or maybe cut it out altogether. I don't have time to assembly with the righteous. You know, I've got to build barns. Because I got all these goods. And in doing that, you say to your soul, just take it easy. Take it easy. Now as much goods laid up and all the righteousness that we've achieved or appropriated don't mean anything when we turn from it. Now, this is scripture. I've walked with the Lord for, you know, 500 years. Well, when you turn from it, all your 500 years isn't worth anything. All right? In the same way, when you turn from all your unrighteousness and go in the right way, then all your unrighteousness don't mean anything. So it's what we're found doing. Not tomorrow, but now. Everybody understand? So our soul don't have nothing laid up if we don't continue. As long as we continue, then all that we've laid up we have. When we don't, or when we stop, then all of that doesn't mean anything. Oh, I see. Hallelujah. Well, men deceive themselves and they say, I can do all this stuff and still look for the coming of Jesus. Well, the truth say you can't do it. Truth say you can't serve two masters. That's what the truth say. It say either you despise one and, you know, hold to the other. That's what a master is, the one you obey. Yeah. Or you obey whatever tells you to look for the coming of Jesus, get ready for him, or you obey the motion that says prepare for your retirement. You know, or provide for your family. Well, should a man provide for his family? Not first. Absolutely. Not first, though. Hallelujah. And this men throw away. You know, the first thing we do is seek the kingdom. Not earthly possession, because our life does not consist of how many things we have. So we shouldn't be so concerned. First seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And covetousness, we throw that away. Yeah. We say, this is what I need. In fact, these things I've already acquired, I got to make provisions to keep them. See? And in doing that, we say to our soul, take thine ease. You've laid up many goods for many years. You'll be all right. Let me read the end of it. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And our soul will be required of us. And all the things, whatever they are, that we've acquired, they will not be able to help us. They will count for nothing. Huh? And who knows who will get them after us? You know what I'm saying? Maybe the guy that we despised, or, you know, the one we turned our nose up, he might end up walking off with our riches. Somebody will get him. So the truth, the wisdom of God says, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So if we aren't first seeking the kingdom and his righteousness, we won't lay up any treasure. We will be poor toward God. Anytime we seek this world's riches, that makes for poverty in Christ.
Amen.
And our soul will be lean and bring about more leanness. So we won't even be too much moved about what we're doing. We say, I'm all right. You know, this is what I need to do. I've got a wife and I've got children. I must provide for them. Hallelujah. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself is not rich toward God. Mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth. It expounds on that. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence. It says in covetousness, which is idolatry. That's another God. Just like iniquity. That's another God. Well, that's in contradiction to the first commandment. Hear, O Israel, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy might. All thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. Hallelujah. So anything else is idolatrous. Thank you, Lord. Would say that he's not God. Thank you, Lord. The scriptures talk much about God's people and them getting other gods. Of course, we like to think about the ones that didn't know any better. Doesn't concern us. Well, anything we esteem above God is an idol. Number one idol, of course, is iniquity, covetousness, stubbornness. Hallelujah. Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. That's put to us every day. You know, I'm going to go out to the woodpile. I'm going to chop up all this fine wood and going to make it the right length and the right size and everything. But what the Lord told me to do, I'm not going to do it. I don't have time. See all this nice wood I'm cutting up? Or anything, you know. And that's how it's the work of our own hands, except we do it unto the Lord. Then it's profitable. But if we do it to offer and sacrifice to God, he won't accept it. We do it in obedience, he accepts it. So if we do anything in lieu of obeying God, God don't want it. Absolutely not. Terry, I don't care how well you fix the AC. It can't be in lieu of. See, I fixed the AC, so I'm not coming to the dining hall. You know, I fixed the AC, so, you know, I'm not going to help with the common task. Whenever they have some of that stuff, I'm going to meticulously and ingeniously make sure I'm not a part of it. Uh-huh. Well, that means that stuff you offer, God don't accept. Everybody understand that? What he's looking for, a heart that says yes. See? Now, we say yes with our mouth, you know, forked tongue, but God looks on the heart. Huh? For out of the heart are the issues of life. And we deceive ourselves when we go about to, you know, get out of doing what God wants us to do and we offer something else. You know, lame, sick. Of course. Oh, help me, Lord. But behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, which is covetousness. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh. They sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. That's different than they cannot do them. For with their mouth they shew much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Hallelujah. Of a truth I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But and if that servant saith in his heart, there's nothing in between. Everybody hear that? Either we're so doing or we're not doing. There's nothing in between. All right? Either we are looking for the Lord to come or we're not. Oh, I was so sad when I heard you preach about the Lord coming. I just bought a new house. Now I want to live in it. I want to enjoy it. See? Now you know that's how men's hearts go. Absolutely. Hallelujah. That's how my heart was going when I heard the message. I told y'all that. Honestly, I told you. I was not looking for the kingdom. No, no, no. Thank you, Lord. But that word was needed. And I had to have the faith to hear the word. Not my doing. It's my testimony. When I heard the message preached by the prophet about the coming of Jesus in your lifetime and looking for the blessed hope. And I said, that's not what I'm looking for. See? Now, that's an honest heart. I didn't even pretend like that was I was looking for. I would only fool me. Y'all see how you do? When you reject the truth, the only one you deceive is God's not deceived. He knows whether or not you want to be involved in all the group tasks or not. And the deal is not whether or not you be involved in it. It's your heart concerning it. See what I'm saying? This word is just only to search your heart. Everybody understand? Whatever ingenious things you come up with so that you're not a partaker of what you ought to be a partaker of, that still don't make your heart right. In fact, it only shows your heart's not right. All right? Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, what about these group tasks? Well, the group. I do better working by myself. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's not just coming to you. That's coming to all men. Y'all didn't know that? Well, why do you think God have us here then? See. By perfection. So the truth can be made known. Because, brother, when we do it by ourselves, then it get done right. And when folk don't do it the way I do it, it's not right. So here we are working together. Huh? What a all-wise God. Huh? Hallelujah. So much of our efforts are, you know, in doing things in ingenious ways so that, you know, we're doing it so that we don't have to do it with somebody, but we don't want to be known that we're not doing it to be done. You know. Ain't we something? Praise the Lord. Well, the secrets of a heart are being made manifest. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going on. So doing. We aren't careful, we'll look at that way in the by and by. That pertains to now. Yeah, your heart right now. My heart right now. Not, you know, I'm going to play around a little bit, and then when Prophet David tell me the date and the hour Jesus is coming, then I'm going to square up. Hmm? You know, that's how folk look at the coming of the Lord. Yeah, we'll know the day and the hour. Well, as long as we move like we're looking for his coming, but no matter how much prophecy we hear, read, and how many prophets we set under, if our heart's not right, we'll be found not doing. So the message is, if you know that he's coming, then we need to prepare our hearts to meet him. Hallelujah. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth, I say unto you that he will make him rule over all that he hath. But and if that servant saith in his heart, how do we know? Well, he'll begin to eat and drink and be drunken. Thank you, Lord. He'll begin to smite the men servants. The Lord of that servant, when we do it like that, then thank you, Lord, then we're no longer walking in the light. We're no longer walking in the light. We no longer have the benefit of the truth. Even though it's there, we circumvent it. That happens anytime we seek our own. Men don't believe it like that, but whenever we depart from our desire to do right, then our vision is obscured. We don't think so, but it is. We say, well, I'm wise. I got all this spiritual knowledge, so I can, you know, fleece all the saints and trick everybody. And I've got enough savvy to know how to do that and still be right with God. Y'all don't know men's hearts are like that? That's self-deception, though. You understand? I've heard them say, man, if I knew what I knew now when I was in the world, that's foolish talking. Hallelujah, isn't it? Absolutely. Hallelujah. Yeah. The reason we're not in the world is because we know what we know now. What we know now is not to operate in the world. What we know now is to let us know we're not of the world and to depart from the ways of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But Brother Jesse told me he was under a charlatan preacher man. And the preacher man told him, man, all this is just a game. You know, we run this game down. It's not a game. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him. Hallelujah. And at an hour when he is not aware. And will cut him in sunder and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. David said, give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Hallelujah. With my whole heart. Help me, Jesus. Make me to go in the paths of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. I delight in the law of the Lord. Incline mine heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. See the difference? Hallelujah. Incline mine heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. And even if we don't have a pot to piss in, and we don't want this and we don't want that, that doesn't mean that our heart's not covetous. If we want what we want, that's covetousness. If our desire is not in keeping with God's desires, that's covetousness. It's idolatry. If we want something that God don't want, covetousness. We want something that God don't want us to have, that's still covetousness. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Stir me up. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I always be wroth. For the spirit should fail before me and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth and smote him. I hid me and was wroth. And he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. Hallelujah. So, of course, pride and frowardness usually accompany this covetousness, this idolatry. Blessed is a man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit is, there is no guile. A good and honest heart. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old, and through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee. Good and honest heart. Mine iniquity. Good and honest heart. Mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So the word, the Spirit is needed, of course, to divide asunder all of these things. We can't do it with the mind or with the dictionary. Praise the Lord. Men get in debates and discussions about such things, you know, words to no profit, sin, iniquity, or it can only be divided asunder by the Spirit. Absolutely. How about righteousness and godliness, or ungodliness and unrighteousness? Same thing. We can't discern this by the human mind. It's very limited in getting to the truth.
Right.
Hallelujah. In fact, it can't get there. Thank you, Lord. So, they're spiritually discerned. Is that all right? So, in other words, a lot of these surmises and debates are just a waste of time. You understand? And men say, well, you know, we got to study. I've studied prophecy. Well, there's only real one way to study prophecy. Right. Hallelujah. Else you'll just spin your wheels. Hallelujah. One way not to study it is to say, I'm an expert. Yeah, folk try to make me an expert. I won't buy that. I'm not an expert woodman. David said, yeah, Kevin said, you're the expert. I said, that's not so. Not so. I'm the willing laborer. Who delight to do God's will. Who I'm glad that I'm able to have something for my hands to do. And that I can do it unto the Lord. That when I do it, I don't hurt nobody. I work righteousness in doing it. See? I'm glad to have something like that. Praise the Lord. I do it by faith. Y'all know that? Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, Pastor Rice, Brother Rice, you think we shouldn't study? The Bible says study. Show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed. We need God's help for that. The way man study and the way God studies is different. Hallelujah. For us to be good students, we have to be willing and obedient. So most folk are not, because they read prophecy, they read scriptures, not for willingness and obedience. They read it for frowardness, for pride, for self-exaltation, for their own will. You can never get to the truth like that. I don't care how much prophecy you read, how much scripture you read. The only way you're going to get to the truth is humble yourself. And see, men deceive themselves because they do all of these things and they say, see how I know the truth. Hallelujah. And of course, it may sound pretty good, but doesn't always prove out. I remember back in 1988, that was about the time that the Lord apprehended me real good. There was a brother that wrote a book, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Christ is Coming in 1988. I think his name was Wisner, something like that. Wisner. But he had 88 reasons, so he had that much proof that the Lord was coming back in 88. Of course, one of them was 40 years from 1948. Pretty good. Just didn't happen. And then there was the 2018 theory, because that's 70 years from 1948. Just didn't pan out. You see what I mean? So that's how it is. We won't learn by studying. Like that. No. We'll have to study to do God's will. Study to yield ourselves. Because as sure as I step on the cat, God will have to step on us. You know? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. It would be good for us to remember the first coming of the Lord. He did it in front of God and everybody. But only a few knew. You know that. I mean, he was open. He walked openly. He taught in the synagogue. Absolutely. Healed on the Sabbath day. Opened blind eyes. Cleansed lepers. Raised the dead. See? Spoke like no other man spoke. They just didn't know. You understand that. I mean the ones in the know. I'm talking about the chief priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, the rulers, except for the elect. So they didn't learn. These other guys knew the scriptures or the word. They just didn't know what they huh? Thank you, Lord. But what I'm saying is All the things of God are hidden except to whom he revealed them. That includes prophecy and everything else. We aren't going to find out what hidden from. No, we can find out if we submit to the one who reveals. And that's the only way. Us being here, and we are here, is not going to make us in the knowledge or the truth of the time we're in and what we ought to do. Amen. It'll get us part way, but we'll have to continue in the faith. From faith to faith. And faith is to get you to the next level. Amen. But men, when they find out something, their head gets big. And rather than getting to the next level, they go back. Hallelujah. You know what knowledge will do. We can overcome it, but we'll have to believe the truth. Any knowledge we have will puff us up, and we'll have to compensate. We can't say, well, that's concerning Terry. I'm such that knowledge don't puff me up. Then you're a fool. Knowledge puffs any man up. And if he don't counter, then he'll just be puffed up. But if he say, oh, here's this knowledge here, let me, by the grace of God, humble myself. That's the only way. But we like to do it the other way. Yeah, Pastor Rice, he's proud and haughty. So that concerned him, not me. That sounds like pride talking. Y'all know that, don't you? I got you again. Got you again. Praise the Lord. But that's how men think, you know. That can't happen to me. You know, all the experience you try to pass on to your children, they say, yeah, that won't happen to me. Or when I grow up, I'm not going to sin like daddy sinned. Hallelujah. Keep thy heart with all diligence. My son, attend to my words. This all works together. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. The next goes right with it. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. If we're going to talk about keeping the heart, then we have to put the tongue in there. Of course, there's nothing we can do with the tongue to change your heart. But when the heart gets right, the tongue follows along. If we would just understand that. We like to maintain, yeah, I still say all of these perverse things, but my heart is right as much as your mouth is right. Everybody hear what I'm saying? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Hallelujah. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able to bridle the whole body. We put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey, and we turn about the whole body. They hold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm. Whithersoever the governor listeth, or wherever he desires for it to go, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a world of iniquity. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that the tongue defileth the whole body. See? And setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 15, Jesus said, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemy. These are the things that defile a man. But to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. Hallelujah. So this is the portrait of the hypocrite. Outwardly he appears righteous, but inwardly, when we say our hearts right and our mouths speak perverse things, portrait of the hypocrite. Hallelujah. Now, it's not a problem that our mouths say them, as long as we acknowledge the truth that this is revealed in my heart. No matter, don't say, well, my heart's right toward so-and-so, when your mouth don't talk right. When your mouth don't talk right, your heart's not right toward so-and-so. What you should say is, oh, mouth, what a revelation. Yeah, what a revelation. Here I am thinking that everything was good between me and Bakia. Well, then, old tongue, you reveal that my heart's not right toward Bakia. So I'm going to speak the truth in Christ and lie not. I'm not going to deceive myself. Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. So the tongue is just the revealer. And then you can go about, obtain grace, and get the heart right.
Thank you, Lord.
It begins with acknowledging them. As long as you say, I don't care what my tongue say, I ain't got nothing against Neil. Don't mean anything. When your mouth don't talk right, there's something against Neil. If every time we mention Neil's name and you throw a rock through the window, your heart's not right. I don't care what. No, it's not. Hallelujah. You know, just the mention of his name, your blood pressure rise. Heart's not right. No? Y'all don't believe me? Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm telling the truth. And I tell you that there's liberty, and there's freedom, and there's joy. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. When you have forgiveness in the heart. When you don't have all against. Man, that's a tough road to hoe, to be upset with somebody all the time. Yes, it is. It's torture. Yes, it is. Ask Brother Edward. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. So put away from thee a froward mouth, brother. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going on. Oh, thank you, Lord. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil. This is God's testimony. The tongue is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Full of deadly poison. Full of deadly poison. Hallelujah. So I guess I should watch what I say. Well, here's how you watch what you say. Keep your heart with all diligence. Okay? Yes, I'm telling the truth to you. You know, well, I'm going to be careful. Pastor Rice might hear me. That's not going to do you any good. No, no, no. God know your thoughts are far off. Praise the Lord. David knew that too. He said, search me, O God. He said, man, there's nowhere I can go to hide from you. Isn't that good? If there were somewhere we could go, we'd probably end up there. Thank you, Lord. Oh, give God the praise. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. give God the praise. I was in darkness, I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord, give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. This is one of the scriptures, brother, was not used. Yeah. He said, well, is this the time of the end? He said, well, then these things are being revealed. Well, it's the time of the end. It's just not the time of the end, the time of the end for, you know, certain things to be made. No. Hallelujah. Now, there's no need for us to think that, you know, God's going to leave us out or forsake us. He said, I'll never do that. We just need to trust in God, not to our own understanding. All right. Praise the Lord. Remembering the first coming. I mean, they had written in the prophets, they expected him to come. And he showed up, but they didn't discern that it was he. Not discerning his purpose for the first coming, you know. Praise the Lord. He did show up. And he was received by the few, rejected by the many. Of course, this was the purpose. It was also written. Remember when Jesus appeared with the two on the road to Emmaus? You know, they had something else in mind. They said, we thought that this was the one that's going to deliver Israel. Huh? They said, he was a prophet, mighty in word and deed. Went about doing great things. We thought that he would be the one. And then Jesus Christ, the Word of God, expounded to them the scriptures and said, hey, that's me. And he said, ought not the Son of Man to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? We're saying with Peter, chosen of God, huh? Revealed many things, walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus, slept with Jesus. And when Jesus started talking about doing what he came to do, oh, not so, Lord, not so. Well, Jesus responded, right. He said, Simon, you're an offense to me. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense to me. Why? Because you savor the things to be of men, no tribulation, not the things to be of God. Hallelujah. So we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And we'll have to be spiritually prepared. The things we lay up, we'll have to lay up in heaven. We can't lay up things on earth to be ready for tribulation. No. Our heart seeking after God will make us ready. But for us to want to seek after the things of the world and, you know, when the bell rings, we go get ready for Jesus. No, that just reveals unholy, unrighteous heart. Hallelujah. Now, we sing songs, right? Take the whole world and give me Jesus. Started out with Jesus. Lock me up, throw away the key. Long as I have Jesus, I'll still be. Now, these things are true. We need to get them down into our heart. Hallelujah. Down into the heart. Let it be so with my house, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Brother Sarah said to me one time, he said, Pastor Rice, how are we going to keep them? He did say it. He said, how are we going to keep them? How are we going to keep them? I said, Brother Sarah, Lord, we'll have to do it. Absolutely. He did say, how are we going to keep them? I know what he meant. Huh? Said, man, the things that I've told them and the things that we've heard, And the way they do, how are we going to keep them? What a mighty God we serve. Yeah, we'll be kept by the power of God. Through faith. Unto salvation. Ready to be revealed in the last time. Thank you, Lord. So thank God for this opportunity, this liberty. Glory, glory. Long as I have Jesus, I can still be free. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All hearts and minds clear. Do you love the Lord? Hallelujah. You know why? Hallelujah. That's because he loved us first. So he know what he put in us. He knows, and that's what he requires. We go, oh, Lord, I can't do that. Lord, not so, not so. I've given you my grace and my faith, made you more than a conqueror. Huh? Hallelujah, more than a conqueror through him that loved us. More than a conqueror, that's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. How about you? Hallelujah. All right. Brother Neil, you're going to pray for us. We got to go get figs in the name of Jesus. For the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, again for your word this morning, Lord. We thank you for your grace and mercy that you've made us able, Lord. Open our ears to hear and our hearts to perceive your word and truth without partiality, that we may glorify you in all that we do this day, Lord. For this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that the trying of our faith produces patience. Lord, we'll just ask for that measure of patience this day, Lord.
This day, Lord.
That we would walk humbly with our brothers and our sisters this day, serving one another in love. Help us this day, O God, as we go forth and pick the beautiful harvest, that you be glorified in that. And we just thank you, Lord, for all the many, many things that are spoken here, Lord, that it does penetrate our hearts and, removes that dross and brings us forth as gold, Lord. So thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Well, the fact that we're still here is testimony to the faith that is in us. Y'all know that? It's the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're still here. And we want to continue in that faith. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.